Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Acts 28:23, they appointed Paul a day, and many came to him in his lodging. He expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them, doing what? Persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And you think I'll go long sometimes. What's he doing? Sometimes it takes a bit. Depending on how you grew up and what you've heard before, and there can be strongholds of wrong believing and wrong thinking, and you're just sure it's this way because mom and them believed it, and all your preachers and pastors and your denomination. And
Right. And
when you hear the truth, initially you're thinking, no, now this is the truth. But we want to respect the Word of God enough to let it knock down strongholds and pull down strongholds, cast down imaginations, any high thing that exalts itself against this, and bring every thought captive. So, no, you don't. The Word says this, so no, I'm not going to thank you. I'm not going to believe that. I'm not going to be persuaded unless it's in here. From morning till evening, and here's the results. Verse 24. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. It was that way with Paul. It was that way with Jesus. It'll be that way with any other preacher today. No matter how anointed, no matter how accurate, how good the utterance, God's not going to make people believe. It's entirely your choice. Hallelujah. Go with me in closing, I think, to the book of John. Thanks be to God. I believe we're going to need to come back to some of these things and visit them again. Would that be all right with you?
Yes.
How many understand that you have not learned everything about faith that there is to learn? In John 20, we just saw it a moment ago about how Jesus upbraided them for their unbelief right after he was risen from the dead. Different ones saw him, told them, but they didn't believe it. And one of the ones who are the most outstanding about not believing it was a man by the name of Thomas. John 20, verse 24. John 20:24, Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." I won't believe it's him. I won't believe he's raised from the dead. Did you hear this phrase? I will not believe. I will not believe. This is one of Jesus' disciples. Now, don't get down on him. When you're going to meet Thomas later. He's a good guy. And I guarantee you, if you point this out to him, he could probably point some stuff out to you. Where you have done the same thing. You might have used different words, but you did the same thing. So Thomas, brother, we're not against you. We love you. Looking forward to meeting you. But it was the Lord who recorded this. And Thomas today be the first one to tell you, do not do that. Don't do what I did. He'd be the first to tell you. What did he do? unless I see, except I shall see. You hear people say, seeing is believing. And that's what he's saying. Unless I see. He knew Jesus was nailed to the cross. He knew they drove those nails through his hands. He knew they put that spear in his side after he was dead. He knew they took his lifeless body off the cross. He knew that. And so he's saying, well, I don't know who you saw, but it's not Jesus. And unless I see his hands where they put those nails in there, I want to put my finger in there. So I have to see it. I have to touch it. Yeah. I have to feel it. Yeah. Come on, can you see this?
Yes, sir.
Or I won't believe. This is evil unbelief. This is refusing to believe. This is unpersuadableness.
Yeah.
And it will rob a person of the blessings of God.
Yes.
What's the saddest thing is that there are millions of people on the planet who are doing this about Jesus being the Savior. I don't believe it. Prove it to me. Show me. Well, if I saw him. And he said, unless I see it, feel it, I won't believe. And after 8 days again, just a little over a week later, after Thomas makes his I won't believe announcement, the disciples were within and Thomas was there. Then came Jesus. The doors being shut mattered not. And he stood in the midst and he said, peace be unto you. Reckon they felt something when he said that. Verse 27. And then he looks over at Thomas. Do you know the Lord hears you? Even though you don't see him, you mouthing off what you will and won't do. He heard that. He said, Thomas, come here. Take your finger. What do you think Thomas is feeling right now? He probably wants to say, that's not necessary. Come here. Take your finger. Put it right in here. Go on. Push it on in there. Give me your hand. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Give me your hand. Put it up in there. You feel that? Can you feel that? Be not faithless. But believing. How many believe that's a word we ought to take to heart? We ought to take. Don't be unbelieving. The Young's literal says it. Become not unbelieving, but believing. Don't be unbelieving, refusing to believe. Be willing to believe. Ready to believe. Quick to believe. Don't be such a skeptic, so suspicious of everything and everybody. If I hear an amazing miracle, and people say, wonder if that really happened. Well, I'm not the judge, but I know God could do anything.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's certainly not outside the scope of his ability.
Right.
And if it's good, it's his will.
Yes.
Right? I'm ready to believe.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to gullibly follow you off into something the Lord didn't tell me to do.
Amen.
That's right.
But I don't want to be slow to believe. You don't want to be cantankerous and like, well, if I can see it, and if we can put a slide under the microscope, and if I can run some real tests on this and prove it to me, well, that's no faith at all. You're being unbelieving. Jesus upbraided and reproved his disciples for that. Verse 28, Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. In other words, it's you. It's really, really you. I don't put my finger in his hand. I put my hand in his side. Oh, Lord, it's you. Verse 29. Jesus said to him, Thomas, he's still talking to Thomas. Thomas, because you've seen me, you believed. You believed after you saw and felt. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. Oh, how many want to be in the blessed bunch? The blessed bunch. Blessed are they who have not seen. Do you have to see to believe?
No.
No, you don't. That's what faith is all about. Faith is the confidence and conviction of things hoped for and not seen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Right? I hadn't been to heaven, but I believe it's there.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Believe I'm going.
Amen.
I hadn't seen the throne with the rainbow behind it. I hadn't seen the Father whose fire from the loins up and down sitting on the throne. I hadn't seen the winged creatures in the front and the cherubim and the crystal sea in front of the throne. I hadn't seen all that. I believe it's there.
Me too.
Yes. I'm convinced.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Some folks say, well, you're just a poor, ignorant, religious fool. Well, we'll find out now, won't we?
That's right.
We shall see. But you're doing that. If I see it, I'll believe it. That's not the people who's blessed. That's not the people who are born again. That's not the people who become a part of the family.
That's right.
I believe. Do I have to feel healing? To believe I receive healing?
No.
Do I have to see the money in the bank to believe he meets all my needs and calling my bills paid? Can you see what a different walk this is from what the world is doing? I don't have to see it. I don't have to feel it to believe it. The psalmist said, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord, I'd have fainted. But I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Right here, right now, I believe it. I'm a believer. I have faith in the power of God. Do you? I have faith in the goodness of God, in the Word of God, in the Spirit of God. I know some folks say we're delusional, but the truth is we're not delusional. They're deceived. And the truth makes you free. Oh, somebody stand up and say, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I am. I am a believer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me